the Cryoptera on the ceiling. Written by Pablo Baez. Read by Ashmore. It was the sun rays belting my eyelids. Just like Josh did last night, except it was my palpebra and he used a whip. What woke me, that and a drop of viscid liquid right on my brow. It all blurred as soon as I opened my eyes. Looking over, his shadow rested undisturbed next to me, smudged like charcoal on paper. Why is the mattress soaked? A stench of wastewater hit me. What the hell, Josh? A familiar, non-recognizable scent, a mix of sawdust and metal. For a moment, I thought something was burning, but it didn't give smoke. We need to get those blackout curtains ASAP, I muttered.
Stop getting blacked out like you're in your 20s. It's trying to sleep. Stay quiet.
Josh said in a voice that was not his. It was the sound of dragging an iron fence on concrete inside a hollow cave.
Ugh. Are you making fish sauce over there? Nasty.
I clenched my fist into tight balls and rubbed my eyes and blew the air out my nose. I could taste and feel his noisominess coating my teeth up the nose and my brain with its malodorous net. When I opened my eyes again, nothing. Still a blur. And the foul stench grew louder.
Josh, wake up! There is something wrong, I said.
Silence and a pungent wave of malodor answered back. Turning to him, not being able to see anything more than a smear, I notched his body. The smudge figure bellowed for what felt like a minute. All silence drowning under the hollow growl.
What the fuck, Josh? I said, jumping off bed.
Smudge Josh smeared and splattered in all directions, yet contained itself. It split and twist like sentient ink.
Fogging my mind. My thoughts.
I lie behind your eyes in skin. Possessing your feeble fibers and fire forth against the cursed blood. Black and white dots torn. Wrecks twisted blue as I, Icarus, hover over the Eco River, steering your lineage towards doom, said Smudge Josh inside my head.
Josh, this isn't funny, I said, bawling, drinking my tears as I backed myself against the wall, Smudge Josh pressing forward. Voices came from outside, from the door. My body turned to a tombstone. It was then that they opened the door and found us. Josh had laid on top of his pillow. I rubbed my eyes and looked up to the ceiling. It was then when I saw it. God, smiling, dark, it said, I am always.